It has begun. We've talked about this for so long, and it is happening. Now, granted, it's happening to our neighbors in the north, and we can't really say a whole lot of positive things about what's going on in Canada. But what they're trying to do worldwide and what is happening in Canada is all synonymous. And it is coming to the United States. But it is officially happening in Canada right now today. Canada is rolling out a what they call a social credit system for its citizens. And the bank accounts are going to be linked to obedience scores. Think about this. Credit system scores, social credit scores, are about your behavior. And even if you're liberal and you think your behavior is above, you will be kidding. This thing will go to everything. If you're too fat and you buy McDonald's, your behavior will be wrong. If you're speeding, if you're not compliant to the government, I mean, there's a million things that can be attached to behavior. Because it comes down to who's defining the behavior. And I guarantee these people that are defining the behavior are not your friend. These are global elite. These, in my words, these are Luciferian sociopaths that are trying to take us to a one world order. All these people that keep thinking that that is a conspiracy, it's a joke, because you just need to know when you hear the word conspiracy, it's really just 7 days before the truth comes out. So pay attention, because this is something else. Now, basically, our neighbors to the north, Canada, they're implementing this new system called open banking. And it's going to be linked to the citizens' bank accounts to a new social credit scoring system. Now, this comes in the aftermath, if you remember, during the COVID mandate, when we had the trucker convoy, that the truckers were saying, basically, you can't force me to take this jab in order for me to drive my truck across the border. So what did they do? They go in and they confiscate their bank accounts. So if you don't remember, this trucker convoy is very noteworthy, because this was just a protest, and it was a clean protest. They were cleaning the streets. It was peaceful, and this was all about that protest against the jab during the lockdowns, and it was complete tyranny. Even the High Court in Canada said it was illegal, but it doesn't matter. They don't stop. This guy, Justin Trudeau, is a World Economic Forum baby. He was raised up for this. That guy is a freak, and I'm amazed that these Canadians, if it's not being rigged, why the Canadians even vote for this, but this guy is part of bringing in and ushering in the world order to Canada, period. He is radicalizing the nation's banking system to make it much harder for citizens to express their voice against political corruption. So no longer do you have free speech. We are going down totalitarian, absolute Nazi communist control grid of free speech. You will no longer be able to say you disagree. And once we lay down and say, okay, I won't say anything, you will be destroyed. I promise you, they will take everything you have, because that is what's coming. That's what the World Economic Forum said they were going to do. That you, one day soon, you're going to have nothing and you're going to like it. We better start just saying no. Do not participate, and start whining about it. And if you have friends that don't understand it, help explain it to them, because it's this important. This is unbelievable that we're in a world where, I mean, I grew up, I mean, free speech was paramount. And the left in this country, they are just despicable. These people are just the most Bolshevik corrupt I've ever seen. They're not Democrats like they used to be, folks. And if you vote Democrat or think that way, you're either ignorant or stupid, because this isn't about politics. This is about controlling and taking away your freedom. And I don't see how anybody in either side of politics thinks that's a good idea, but they're just not paying attention. Now, they're saying that the social credit score linked to the banking paradigm, it'll make the Canadian banks. Now, here's how they're pitching it, is they're going to make it more inclusive. Anytime you hear the word inclusive, they're coming after you. It has nothing to do with inclusive. Whatever happened to qualifying for things? Whatever happened to having a positive credit score because you've earned it, because you pay your bills on time. This whole entire argument the left is proposing is utter garbage, because what they're trying to do is Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. And you really should read it. I actually ordered a copy. I'm going to memorize it. I believe we in this country, especially on the right, need to start taking this type of approach. And we need to start attacking them the same way that they attack the left attacks the right. We need to stop this, because inclusive, what they're trying to say is it really means easily access user data or demand while being able to share information with one another. I mean, listen how they word salad this stuff. A World Bank partner called Open Banking Excellence, which is coming out of the United Kingdom, minus, you know, in my opinion, Europe is completely fallen. They are pathetic. All most Europeans, they're allowing this to happen. I don't like any Europeans. I don't even know why we have them as allies, because they are nothing but trouble. And this is all in the UK. They're boasting proudly now that it will incorporate social credit scores with people's banking information in Canada. And the Canadians will likely receive digital cash and identification in a convenient, all-in-one and inclusive place. The way they use these words, you just have to run. You have to know it means trouble. They're saying it's about having a fairer, more inclusive, open society, they say. Basically, it's AKA, we're going to steal from you and give to someone who hasn't earned it. That's what they're really saying. Now, disturbingly, this OBE, this program, already operates in some 40 countries. And they're trying to create an exceptional platform and content that promotes knowledge sharing, new thinking, brainwashing, and partnerships within the industry. Basically, one world order, we control you and you have no freedom. This is disturbing, because when they talk about open society, what they're really saying is it's an ideology championed by the international billionaire agitator George Soros, which Alex Soros is his son. He's the guy taking over the empire, and he visited the White House some 30 times. I mean, you just know where the left is. And I personally don't like any of them in this political spectrum. I don't like the left or the right, to be honest. But the left is definitely coming after your freedom. There is absolutely no doubt about it. And George Soros and these sociopathic Satanists are the ones behind it. It implies that open borders, meaning you can go wherever you want, no prisons, so you can commit crimes, do whatever you want. Look at the cities in America. You can commit a crime. It's no big deal. I mean, what happened to the day when you even stole just a pack of gum? You would get in trouble, right? I mean, thou shall not steal. What part of that is becoming legitimate? But they want open borders. No more prisons, out of control crime without punishment. All of this is substantiating progressive changes for the world. So they're forcing these Canadians and others around the world to maintain high. Now, this goes on in China, mind you, this social credit system. These Chinese are absolute complete slaves. And the ones that talk positive about it is because they're so brainwashed, they just believe it's a great system. But when someone's telling you what you can, cannot do, when to get up, where to go, what to do, how to do it, you're not free. And freedom, anything but freedom, is not good. And obviously, you're brainwashed to think it is. So these high social credit scores in order to buy and sell constituents. Now, this goes into the mark of the beast concept, you know, for those in the religious world. They always, people used to laugh at the Christians for saying that, but it's true. That's what they're doing here. You will have to have a social credit score, and pretty soon, you just have to go to Bill Gates and his patent on the chip that goes in the body that will communicate with digital money, and you'll understand this is where they're taking it. But it's all about being able to buy and sell. They call it inclusivity and fairness. That's ridiculous, of course. Don't get me wrong. Isn't it nice to be able to share? Don't we want to see the poor rise up? Don't we want to see people like Dr. Ben Carson from Detroit in the hood, who had no chance in hell of going anywhere? And here he became the first neurosurgeon to divide Siamese twins. That's because his mother was a great lady who forced him to read books and do things the old-fashioned way. But when they're talking about fairness and inclusivity, they're talking about stealing from you who produce and giving to those who don't, and allowing criminals to commit crime because it's not their fault because they had a poor upbringing or something. I mean, the whole psychology is completely twisted. But they really believe that this is a way to control the masses, because if you control their access to money and their ability to buy and sell freely, you will be able to shut down even the hardened criticizer. You see, under the open banking, the bankers and the lenders could directly access an individual's bank account data. They can look beyond credit scores. Now, in the old day, we just look at, hey, you viable? Do you pay your bills? You make good income? Fine. But now they're going deeper. Consumers can also use it to build their credit score, of course, meaning comply to what you're being told. And in other words, the goal is to assess something beyond just someone's credit score to determine whether they can be worthy to participate in a global economy that the globalists are unleashing. Now, for many that don't think that's here in the United States, I can only tell you right now, if you're not paying attention to the detail, which it's hard, if you're not on Rumble, you probably aren't hearing the truth anywhere. But if you remember back when Biden was put in the office, he put up a lady. It was some Chinese lady who had went to the University of Leningrad. She actually was a full-blown communist, and he was trying to put her in the position of comptroller of the bank. So the comptroller of currency is in charge of the banking system. And they clearly, now, if you remember this, this is how close we came to the United States to this happening. She was going to institute that every bank and financial institution had to report directly to the IRS anything over $600 in a bank account. Well, that's just about everybody and everything we do. So now all of our data was going to run through the IRS, and you better believe it was going to go through artificial intelligence, and they were going to analyze your behavior. Thank God for Republicans, in the sense where they sniffed out this communist and they did not approve her appointment to that position. But that is how close we were in the United States from this happening. And I can promise you, if Joe Biden gets in, because remember, it's not Joe Biden. I contend it's really Barack Obama behind the scenes, but it's about the communists behind Joe Biden, the queer communist people that actually run his government. And these people are radical. They are not normal human beings in any sense of the word, and they're the ones that are running the show. That's how close it was to happen here in the United States. And if you don't think it's coming, just look at Canada, because they're doing it right now. I mean, Canada's already gone as far as to start prosecuting hate speech. And I remember hearing about this 20 years ago, and I kept saying to myself, who defines hate? And hate will be the Bible, number one, where there's not hating us or those who read it. They'll be hating God. But this is the evil of what hate speech is about. Now, granted, there is definitely legitimate stuff about insulting, but hey, free speech, baby. And if you don't like it, walk away. But I always said, like 20 years ago, when this hate speech actually takes hold, and Democrats have been trying to do this for so long, when it takes hold, it's about who defines what hate is. And that's the issue here. It has nothing to do with actual hate. It's about who defines what hate is. And believe me, hate will be things that you don't think is hate. And that's just going to be the fact. So criticizing the government or criticizing individual behavior, everything is going to be hate. One can only imagine how people found guilty of committing hateful anything will be dinged on their social credit score, disallowing their participation in anything commerce and finance related. It happened during the trucker convoy, and it will happen compliments of this open banking, this inclusive financial scheme. This is so real. It's happening right now. Canada is absolutely falling off the cliff of any resemblance of normalcy. And unfortunately, the people can't do anything about it. They don't even have gun rights. They have zero rights. Once they take your money and control your money, even you who think you're never going to do it, you will. Because you want to eat. You want to live. We absolutely have to reject this. And you have to overwhelmingly, and I think Elon Musk said it the best. If we do not have, and I don't care what side of the politics you're on, even a Democrat better be thinking this way if they're reasonable people. And I grew up in Detroit, and so reasonable Democrats were these old blue dogs. You know, it was actually a decent part of politic. Not today, of course. I wouldn't even go near that concept. But he said, if we do not have a red wave, I mean, people, if you've never voted, you better. If you have friends that are Democrat, you better shame them publicly. Because if we do not have a red wave overwhelmingly, not that I personally trust Republicans 100% because you have those rhinos, which are Republicans in name only. But if we can get more MAGA type of people, I think you have a chance. But if we don't have a red wave, we will be socialist, communist slaves. And all these people out there who try to knock it, if anybody knocks it, I can tell you right now, they are bribed or they have, and I'm talking those on the right mainly, they are bribed or have financial incentive of some kind or some type of blackmail. Because you can't be this stupid to believe that this type of slave state control is good. And many people don't want to believe it's happening. It's here right now. It has landed in Canada. There's nothing we can do about it. Obviously, that's them up there. They're trying to do it here. Like I said, if they would have got that lady in the currency comptroller, we would be in so much trouble here. They're already doing it on the Cash App. So for those of you that use Venmo, anything over $600, you better report that to the IRS as income. Now, I get to, you know, taxation, you know, there's nothing you can do about that. We have to be, you know, participate there. But it's about the control of where they can come in and tell you, you can buy or sell or you can't. And if you really think you're cute, especially, you know, the mandate that Biden just signed, where Trump clearly said on day one, he will eliminate it. Biden signed in with the EPA a mandate basically saying that 70% of all automobile vehicles will be electric by like 2030, 32. And for those of you who think electric vehicles are okay, they're only going to be okay until they turn it off on you. Because that electric vehicle is going through GPS, it's going to a main database, central bank. They're watching you, they're watching every step you make, they're controlling you. And if you ever saw that movie on Netflix that Obama produced, my guess is that's a foretelling because it goes into the book of Job where they have to foretell what they're doing. So they're not spiritually liable for the atrocity they're getting to put on you. But that was a hack into the system, the electric system, and all those electric vehicles were just crashing into each other because they're worthless. I will stick with my diesel vehicles all day long and I will never give them up. And if that's all you can buy is electric, I will stick with these for the rest of my life. I'll be one of those old men with a 40-year-old truck. But it is happening, and it is happening quickly, and we need to wake up to it, and we better have an overwhelming red wave. And I hate even talking about politics, but it's directly related to money, why the system is rigged against you, and why I say you better get money out of the system. You better get it out as much as you can and into physical gold and silver and other tangible assets that you can control outside the digital paper world. Because if you do not have control of it, you don't own it. And they're coming after us, and it's all getting ready to unfold this year. You're going to find out one way or the other. You better be vigilant and be aware And God bless you, man, because you're going to need it. And just keep spreading the word and share this one because it's a good one. Thank you. Next week.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.